In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us join our hearts together in opening prayer and thanksgiving. Holy and righteous God, our dear Heavenly Father, Thou hast led Thy children to gather together on this beautiful summer day. And we have already experienced, dear Father, the joy of the fellowship of Thy children. And so we give our thanks that we are able to freely gather together as children in Thy grace kingdom, to be for these days in the hearing of Thy holy word. Dear Father, we pray to Thee, Thou who hast led us to this gathering, that Thou would bless our services. We pray that through Thy Holy Spirit, Thou would open unto all of those who serve here Thy holy and living word. And grant unto each one of us who is in the hearing of Thy word, ears and hearts to receive it. May Thy word give to Thy children that guidance, instruction, comfort that we need. And may it also be a word that calls to those who are traveling outside of Thy grace kingdom to teach that there is a kingdom of grace, a place where Thou, a gracious God, can be found here on this earth. Call those who are seeking to Thy grace kingdom, dear Father. We also pause as we begin our services to give our thanks for Thy great love in which once Thou hast sent Thy Son into this world, who through His suffering and death has paid for all mankind the unpayable debt of sin. And we give thanks that through the grace gift of faith, we also have that great living hope of eternal life one day in heaven. We know that that hope was also given to us through the resurrection victory of Thy Son. We pray, dear Father, that Thou would continue to lead us on that way that is everlasting. We pray that Thou would bless the work of Thy kingdom wherever it is done in this world, and that Thou would yet grant a time of grace in this world so that Thy word could yet seek and call those who are lost. We give our thanks for all of the good gifts that we have received in this life, because we know all good gifts come from Thee. Bless our gathering, dear Father, and we enclose our many unspoken thoughts and prayers into the prayer which Thy Son has taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Dear service guests, brothers and sisters in faith, it is a great joy to be able to be here to welcome all of you on behalf of the LLC board and staff and the planning committee that has worked to put together these services. I know that you, like I, have longed for and waited anxiously for this time when we could once again gather together in person to these festive services. And it feels already so good to have been here yesterday and again today, to see dear fellow travelers and feel the joy and also the security that we have when we can travel together in unity of faith on the way to heaven. Welcome all to our services here, the 2022 LLC summer services here at Silver Springs. And I would like to say a special welcome to our brothers and sisters, Aimo and Kaisa Koskelo, and also to Timo and Pytti Valli, who have been sent from our sister organization, the SRK in Finland. We have longed for this also, that the borders would open and the travel across the ocean would be possible, because we have always felt such great unity of faith and spirit with our fellow travelers there in Finland. And it has given to us also great comfort and encouragement when we can experience that unity and oneness in faith. So welcome to our midst here in North America, and we wish God's blessings to you as you begin your trips here to serve the believers. The service motto for our services, as you can see here on the front, on the pulpit area, comes from the Sermon on the Mount of Jesus. Comes from the 6th chapter of Matthew, verse 33. And that entire verse reads as follows: "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." This service motto is also the topic of our congregation evening presentation that we will share this evening. But it is, first of all, a teaching from Jesus that gives a priority of life. He had been speaking about needs of this life, concerns that we might have, but then he paused to say, what is most important? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. It is, first of all, a teaching that God does have a kingdom on this earth. And when Luther spoke about that kingdom, he said that it is not some inanimate thing like a building or a rock, but it is a group of people who travel together under one head, who is Christ. And it is there in his kingdom that the Lord Jesus Christ is found. God promises, and Jesus in his speech also promised to the one who is seeking, the joy of finding. Most of you who are gathered here today and those who might be listening to our services online know that joy. God has led your life, as he led mine also, to his kingdom. And we know the joy of the finder. Jesus' words also encourage those who are not yet a part of this unity and this fellowship to seek and to experience for themselves this joy of the finder. I've thought that when we reflect on these words of Jesus and how it sets a priority in life for every person, above all else, to seek God's kingdom and his righteousness, that it might be in some ways relatively easy to acknowledge that priority. But the question then is, do we always keep it so in our lives? There are so many things that can distract us or trouble us or occupy us in our lives, everyday life, and especially nowadays, the pace of everyday life, the pleasures that the world offers. And we are experiencing in this time how the enemy of souls seems to have found more and more ways to make those pleasures of the flesh more available through so many means, to try to bring them even into our homes and our daily lives. And even the teachings in this world, which have strayed so far from the truths of God's word, or would want to put their own interpretation on God's word, or would want to say that this word is for its time, but today we can pick or choose what we believe from God's word and apply it differently to today. There are so many things that the enemy uses to try to take away from us this most important matter in life, to seek God's kingdom and his righteousness. And I believe that the reason we, dear brothers and sisters, have so longed for this opportunity to gather together is especially this, that we can feel in our daily life how close the world is, how close the enemy is, and we need the fellowship of God's children. We want to travel in the flock of the Good Shepherd, which is a united flock. Enemy of souls hates the unity of God's children, and he will try in any way he can to divide us, to separate us from this unity. And so I think that is why we, God's children, so often have longed for these kinds of occasions when we can gather together. Doesn't it feel already, dear brothers and sisters, both joyful and secure to be here? It has felt like that to me. I have felt that when I'm surrounded by this cloud of witnesses, dear fellow travelers, that the way to heaven, it's possible, even for a sinful one. And so it is so good to be here. We know that the enemy of souls can also deceive one who has traveled in God's kingdom and experienced this fellowship. They can lose sight of the preciousness of faith and of the beauty of this grace kingdom. And when that begins to happen, one can start in their own mind to define God's kingdom or to decide how to believe. And we know that from our own rational mind, it is easy for us to begin to get tangled up in thinking about things of faith with our reason. Reason is a gift of God, serves us in our temporal callings. But when it comes to matters of faith, then the scriptures tell us that the carnal mind is enmity with the things of God. And so we have to, in that way, remain as humble, childlike believers, opening our ears to hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. And God's Spirit does indeed speak here in His grace kingdom. Dear brothers and sisters, we travel here through life in a kingdom of grace. We have heard at these services, but not only here, in our daily lives, in our homes, and at our own local churches, we have heard so often the message of the gospel, a message that can rebuke us when we have strayed, but above all, a message that leads us to the throne of grace, where we can find grace to help in time of need. It's a message that encourages us, dear traveler, you don't have to ever carry the weight or burden of sin or doubts on your conscience, because here, we have a grace fountain that is open always. And you can approach that in time of need to put away sin and through the power of the gospel to be freed from the burdens that make the journey slow. And so this grace kingdom is one where God's children are cared for with grace and forgiveness. And when we are traveling in a grace kingdom here, we are traveling also toward a kingdom of glory in heaven. One day, the Lord Jesus has promised he comes to bring his own to that eternal festive gathering in heaven. And if it is a joy to be here, think what a joy it will be to be there one day. Trials are ended. Sorrows are past. God wipes away the tears from our eyes, and we have no more need for this small measure of faith. We have no more need to put away sin, but we can be forever in that kingdom that God has prepared for them that love Him. It is, dear brothers and sisters, worth fighting the good fight of faith. The promises that God gives us are so great that we can't, with our own small minds, even begin to understand them. Our service motto calls to those who are seeking a gracious God and those who are seeking peace of conscience. But it also calls to those of us who are endeavoring in faith. To you, seeking one, and to you, dear child of God, who feels sometimes tempted and sometimes weary, God still offers grace here in His kingdom. Jesus Christ is the same today as He was yesterday, and He will be forever. And even now, dear service guests, as we begin this gathering together, above all else, I want to reassure you with that comforting central message of the gospel, that you may lift up your hearts to believe that all of your sins are forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. It's a good place to dwell, isn't it, in a kingdom of grace and forgiveness. And when God forgives in this way, He forgives all. He doesn't hold any sin against us. The price that Christ paid for all of our sins. And when we can believe that simple message of the gospel, we can believe indeed that all sins are forgiven. We don't have to let the enemy trouble us with those past deeds or failings or sins of this life. And so when we can in this way continue in God's kingdom, we also have that which Jesus spoke of in this text, that righteousness which is acceptable unto Him. One day when we go to stand before God, the righteous judge, when we go there as believers, we present to Him the righteousness of His Son. It is what clothes us even here today. When I look around, of course, I see all different kinds of outward garments. But we know indeed that when God looks on His children, He sees us all with the same garment. It is the righteousness of His Son. Think of that, dear brother and sister. Today, God sees in you the righteousness and perfection of His own Son. That is what faith gives to you. And I think that's why the apostle calls it an unspeakable gift. So with these words, welcome to our 2022 summer services. May God bless our time together. In Jesus' name, amen.